Mangaluru blast accused influenced by global terror outfit was already booked under UAPA, police. Mangaluru, Karnataka, India, NI. Karnataka ADGP Alok Kumar Mandey said that the accused, Shariq, in the Mangaluru auto rickshaw explosion case, has been earlier involved in cases under UAPA and was on the run. The top cop further said that the accused had links with a terrorist organization which is having a global presence. We can say that the accused acts have been inspired and influenced by some terrorist organization with a global presence. So, it is, because the Karnataka ADGP said. A passenger was carrying a bag that had a cooker bomb. It exploded, causing burn injuries to the passenger and driver of the auto. The identity of the auto driver as Purushottam Pujari and the passenger as Shariq has been confirmed, Karnataka Additional Director General of Police, ADGP, Alok Kumar said, addressing a media gathering after he displayed all the material recovered from the residence of the accused. The accused is already an accused in three cases, two in Mangaluru city and one in Shivamoga. He was booked under UAPA, the Unlawful Activities Prevention Amendment Act, 2008, in two cases and was wanted in the third one. He was on the run for a long time, the ADGP added. He also reiterated that the accused was carrying a fake Aadhaar card in the name of a public servant. Following the investigation, the police raided the Mysore premises of Shariq in Lok Nayak Nagar. They recovered several explosive materials, including sulfur, phosphorus, matchboxes, nuts, bolts, and circuits. We have come to know the sources of it because some of them were bought online and others offline, so we are working on it, the ADGP added, mentioning that two other accused persons are absconding, as of now, who have been handling the case with Shariq. He further said that Shariq is in touch with three other persons whose identity is yet to be identified, and for that, police have formed a total of five teams to probe the matter and nab the network. Shariq's primary handler was Arifat Ali, who was accused in two cases. He was in touch with Masavir Hussain, an accused in the Al Hind module case. Abdul Mateen Taha was one of the accused. As per our information so far, he is the main handler of Shariq. But Shariq is also in touch with two or three others who are yet to be identified, he said. We have searched seven places and have seized electronic devices whose content is being looked into, he added, while informing that the police will also inquire about all the persons whose names the SIM cards recovered from Shariq were registered. We are going to check even if remote persons have any contacts with him or if there are some persons who are financially supporting him and giving him background support. We can say that his acts have been inspired and influenced by some terrorist organization with a global presence, ADGP Kumar added further. He highlighted, although Shariq learned to make the explosives, it is yet to be identified if someone trained him. We ascertained his identity after his family came to meet him today, and confirmed us, ADGP Alok Kumar said. Police Commissioner N. Sasi Kumar had said that one male and three female members of Shariq's family had come to visit him. ADGP Alok Kumar also put forth two learning points from the case. The accused used a false identity and lived in Mysore for 2 months, hence the neighborhood watch scheme should be very effective in identifying the ones who indulged in illegal activities. The intensity of CCTV coverage under the Public Safety Act should also be increased for prevention purposes and after incident detection. We should be cautious as this is the election period, and there can be attempts to disrupt the peace and harmony, so the police have to be extra careful, he said. Shariq has been admitted to the Father Muller Hospital in Karnataka's Mangaluru after he sustained 40-45% burn injuries due to a low-intensity blast that broke out in an autorickshaw in the Kankanadi police station area in Mangaluru city at around 5 p.m. on Saturday. The auto driver and the passenger sustained burn injuries and have been admitted to the hospital, the Commissioner of Police CP of Mangaluru city, N. Shashi Kumar, said on November 19. Notably, in a breakthrough in the Mangaluru autorickshaw blast case on Sunday, Additional Director General of Police Alok Kumar visited the spot and said that the bomb was implanted to disrupt harmony in the area. There was an attempt to disrupt peace in the area, the senior police official had said. N.I. Thank you for listening to the organizer.